The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 13, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
Karma bandha phas, what occurred? Asate vilas, material enjoyments, me. Implicated in unnecessary activity. If people are satisfied with plain living, then these things were not necessary. Go into the ocean, find out oil, then bring it in the form, then distribute it. So, one after another. That this kind of civilization, they think it is advanced and live very plainly, minimizing this unnecessary activity. They think it is not civilization.
Primitive.
Primitive, yes. Meat eating is continuing. That is not to stop. Primitive drinking and meat eating.
Tissue? No. It's misdirected. And simply based on sense gratification. It has no purpose. So people may question us that we're putting forward a civilization which India had practiced for thousands of years.
Why you speak of India?
Well, because when we speak of Vedic culture, at least contemporarily speaking, people think of India. Even a few hundred years ago, all the Acharyas.
Knowledge, India, then.
So the point is that they criticize that how we can preach such a civilization to the Western countries if even it's not working in India today. Although theoretically it's perfect.
No.
Practically.
Practically, because you have preached your culture in India. Therefore, they have lost their own culture. The Western, the British have survived for 200 years. And they preached. Their policy was to kill the Indian culture. Because their report of Lord Macaulay. After studying Indian situation, the report was to the Parliament that if you keep India as Indian, then you will not be able to rule over them. So therefore, there was a regular policy to kill Indian citizens. And because they were on the governing power, they could do it. Therefore, India lost its own culture and victimized by those. This is. Just they are learning how to eat meat, how to drink wine, how to dress them with coat and pants, how to go to the hotel. illicit sex. These things are
imported.
In India, it was unknown. They did not know in our childhood as well. They did not know how to drink tea.
Tea?
Yes. Hmm. Nobody would drink tea. No family. We are saying. And for drinking, drinking tea, drinking wine, regular propaganda was done. There was a Jesus committee. When these foreigners, they began to grow tea in India. In the beginning for exporting to Europe and America. Later on, they began to pay some tax to the government. That was known as Jesus committee. The Jesus committee, in order to popularize drinking tea, they used to hold stalls, just like here in park and public places. And they would prepare very tasty tea and distribute free.
Free?
Yes, and advertise. If you drink tea, then you will not feel very much hungry, your health will be improved, and so on, in this way. Yes. Distributing pamphlet and giving free, just like we distribute prasadam. They used to distribute very tasteful tea. People liked it. Then they began to drink. Vigorous propaganda. And culturally, in our school days, they wrote one Mr. N. Ghosh. He bribed by the Britishers. He wrote one book, England's Work in India. So, all the, just like Sati writes.
Sati writes.
Yes. That, later on, after the death of husband,
yes.
In some places, the wife was forced to go to the farm. So the British had stopped it and they introduced railway for going to the pilgrims and so many. They constructed bridges to make easy to go from one country to another. And people took it very seriously, that British government is very nice. And they were publishing an outside country that India is uncivilized, we are making them civilized. And as soon as they are civilized, then we hand over the charge to them. And our so noble mission. And they are exploiting.
Yes.
All raw materials was being taken away, and this necessities of India, especially cloth, was being supplied, and the local weavers, their hands cut up. So, 20.
Was England thinking that so long
and everything bad, just like Jawaharlal Nehru. He became a first-class victim.
First-class?
Victim of
victim.
European propaganda. He used to take anything Indian bad. Anything Indian bad. Not only he, later on, all the so-called educated persons, they took it for granted that whatever is done in London, that is first class. And whatever is Indian original, that is all bad. And they control the native princess. So many things. It is a big history. How they killed India's original culture. And then Hindu-Muslim riots, friction, fighting between Hindus and Muslims, and dividing them.
You said that the British instigated the Muslims.
Yeah.
How did they do that?
Nowadays you pay somebody and he will do anything. So they appointed this Jinnah. He found that he is a very intelligent lawyer. He was in the Congress. So there was dissension there must be. So once this Jinnah was to be the president of the Congress, and the Patel, he frustrated. So Jinnah became angry, and at this moment the Britishers took him. He was a very intelligent barrister. So he instigated that you form a party, Muslim League, and whatever money is required for propaganda, we shall pay. So, regular subscription was raised from all big British companies, mercantile, to pay whatever money. You organize the Muslims against the Hindus. And he did it.
Jinnah, he was a Muslim.
He was neither Muslim nor Hindu.
He was
an intelligent barrister coming from the... His father means... Not real father. His father was Parsi. And he kept one Mohammedan girl. So, the Jinnah is the issue of this Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Today, 2:30, we have program at City Master's City Hall. Not Kala. No. Carlisle Street is the Arya Samaj. So
if you make propaganda and pay money to go against the Hindus and incite them, gradually develop. And the money was being paid by the Britishers. And he saw that money is coming. He had no feeling, national or... He wanted money. But money you can purchase anything nowadays.
Why did the British build also many railroads?
Huh?
Why did the British build also
For
many railroads?
Drawing raw materials from villages. Bring it to the Calcutta, Bombay port and export to their country, because their country does not produce anything. It's starving. Still, England, London is maintained by importing goods from Africa, India, here. They have no food. They can grow some potato, maybe potato. That was the reason of expanding their empire. They had no food at home. England. They were manufacturing cotton cloth. That cotton was not grown in the country.
No.
It was brought from Egypt. They manipulated things in such a way. In America also, they wanted to do that. But America is just understanding separately, George Washington. In America, I have heard that each family was to maintain a British soldier. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. And they brought tea from India and other places and sell in India, America. Their whole policy was they exploit the whole world and bring money in London. And one who will do that, he will be honored by the state. Give him Earl of some small village, there is no Earl of this for this man, Lord of this. A few acres of land and he's Lord of Jamesport. And they will be given big posts, governor and viceroy.
Why did Nehru, though, he was so closely associated with Gandhi, and Gandhi was for getting the foreign products out, why did Nehru go so much against that policy? Why did Nehru?
Nehru, he was searching after some big post, that's all. All these political agitators, they want the big post, that's all. You give them big post, and they resist. They'll no more agitate. Political agitators mean they want some prize post from the government, that's all. Make them some minister and they will. No more hesitation.
But he is considered to be a very religious man in the eyes of the masses.
Oh.
Nehru.
Nehru?
Yes. I know one Gujarati school, they have a book. And in the book, it's taught that,
that
Gandhi,
is propaganda.
Nehru. Yes.
That is propaganda.
The last 50 years or so, especially the Indian culture has been squashed and perverted by the British. Is that because of mass communication, Prabhupada? Is that because of mass communication?
Mass communication?
Radio and things like this?
Yes, if you want to make mass communication, you can do anything. Due to industrialization, all intelligent men, they came in the city. In the village, it was deserted. So, there was no improvement in the village, and people preferred to come to the city. Means industry, business. So, India's basic principle was village life.
Yes.
That is lost. the intelligent class man, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they left villages for earning more money in the cities. And only the Shudras, less intelligent class are men, less than Shudras, very men. So what they will do is improve. So village become desert. Still you will go and see in Indian villages, especially in Bengal, so many big, big palatial buildings, they are lying vacant.
In the villages?
Yes. Because the proprietor left. And the poor cultivators, Shudras, they are accustomed to live in cottages. India's civilization was based on village residents. They would live very peacefully in the villages. In the evening, there would be Bhagavat Katha, they will hear. That was Indian culture. They had no artificial way of living, drinking tea, meat eating, and wine, and illicit sex. No, everyone was religious, satisfied by hearing what we are just introducing, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Puranas, and lead simple life. Keeping cows. Village life as it is exhibited by Krishna. Vrindavan. Krishna, if he liked, he could have lived in the city. Education was meant for teaching people to hate everything.
Hate everything Indian.
That was the policy of education. So as soon as one became graduate and educated, he began to hate everything Indian original. And if you get some clerk's business service in some office, and his life is set. That is still going on. So our car is here.
Just a second.
The Brahmin become by caste Brahmin. He do everything nonsense and still he remains a Brahmin. Introduce the origin Vedic culture in this Europe and America. You have understood, you can do it. By this material civilization, they will never be happy. And it is risky that they do not know. They do not believe in the transmigration of the soul. Irresponsible, just like this. They are elderly person, how they are wasting time.
Just sitting on the beach.
Yeah. Not only sitting, They know other engagements, they do not know how human life should be utilized. They do not know. They are simply taking consideration of the body, running or skating or this or that, but they have no other engagement. They do not believe that there is soul and that soul's business is first business. They do not know that. Neither they do accept. They are under nature's law, very simply explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmindatale komara yoga. In nature's law, you have to change your body. It is evident. It's still evident. You're changing body every moment, and they say, big professor, that after the body is finished, this is Agyan. And that is going on as education. Whole world. It is folly to be wise, for ignorance is bliss. The whole world is in ignorance. So, we are giving them wise instruction. They are thinking these people are crazy. That's right.
How were the leaders, though, of India so weak when the British first occupied that they allowed this all to take place?
No, there was no Indian leader. That was occupied by the Mohammedans.
Oh.
They were defeated.
Oh.
Besides that, Indian mass of people got never trained to become nationalists. They thought, let anyone become king. It doesn't matter. We let us live peacefully and whatever due tax we shall pay. When the Mohammedans came, the people did not think that these are foreigners. It doesn't matter. Mohammedan or Hindu. But they did not think so fast that gradually it will deteriorate. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has favored the British government because they did not interfere with the religious affair.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Over the Muslims?
No, Britishers. The Muslims interfere.
Yeah.
They wanted to propagate Islamism. Mm. Not all, some of them. But Britishers, although they were spreading Christianity, still outwardly they were neutral about religious affairs. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur preferred the Britishers are good. They do not interfere with our religion. So the idea is India, you may say primitive or whatever, they wanted to make progress of the soul. They did not care who is ruling. So whatever tax is due, we shall pay. Let us do our own business. That was India. They never thought terms of nationalism. That was never educated. They were never educated. Nationalism was unknown to India. They never thought.
Allah.
loving, Muslims tend to do so much damage to the Vedic culture. Why did Krishna allow the Muslims to enter and do so much damage?
Krishna is your father's servant. If you do something wrong, and Krishna has to check it. Krishna is your father's servant. Then why do you ask this? If you allow somebody to cut your head, has Krishna to come to save you? Why do you ask this nonsense question? You are Krishna conscious. If you cut your own head, what Krishna will do? It is the same term, nationality, as Vedic culture is Krishna's nationality. Your disease is there. Why Krishna will come to save the Vedic culture? What business he has got? If you are spoiling it, then why Krishna will come? Spoil and suffer. Same question in a different way. Why India? Why Krishna? As if Krishna is India. Krishna is India. Then why do you ask this question? That Krishna will come to save India's culture?
Not the Indian culture, but the Vedic culture.
Vedic culture he has given. Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you accept it? You don't accept them, suffer. He has given his instruction. The government gives you the law. Now when you violate, the government will come to stop you. You violate and suffer. Why do you expect that when I violate the laws, the government man will come and stop me? Why do you expect like that? The government can give you the law, to conserve man. Do accordingly, you'll be happy. But if you don't against, the government man is not coming to stop you. You do and suffer. Krishna says, whenever there is discrepancy, I come. That is general, not for India. Vedic culture is not for India. It is for everyone.
It's just that people have taken India as a model of our philosophy. And sometimes
that
they
is,
judge
that
our
is
philosophy.
A, that is a fact.
India's practical
India was practically following the Vedic culture. But now they have given up. So what Krishna can do? They have been victimized. So you give up your own culture.
But this propaganda is going on even here, that anything which is Indian is inferior, and anything which is European is good.
Yes, that is the propaganda, always going on. That I already explained.
Yes.
This was the propaganda of the British. Anything Indian is bad. They wanted to stop our Ratha Yatra in London. As soon as they saw that it is becoming popular, even in India, the government does not want that Krishna consciousness movement should go ahead. It is the demonic principle. Krishna should be cut down. That is the way of demonic civilization. Stop Krishna consciousness. Now we are preaching no illicit sex, no intoxication, No, meaty thing. Do you think people like it?
No.
Everyone is against this movement. So who is coming to save us? Nobody is coming. Krishna is saving. Otherwise, it would have been stopped long, long ago. I was thinking that as soon as I shall propose all these things, immediately these American people will ask me to go back home. Instead of go back to Godhead, you go back to India. It is Krishna's kindness that you, few boys, have accepted. Otherwise, who likes this? Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Lord Jetland flatly said, oh, it is impossible. This is the life and soul of the modern civilization. This is the advertisement, sex. This is sex. Who would like? Nobody likes. What does this picture mean? Sex.
Yes.
That's all. So many advertisements, wine advertisements, meat eating, gambling, everything. The modern life is going on the basis of this fourth principle of sinful life. And we want to stop it, nobody likes.